is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and Liv had a quiz that she said we have to take, and that means me and Porkchop. Now, what is this quiz all about, Liv the Web Girl?
So I want to see if you guys are compatible. I want to see how much you all know about each other, because I feel like you guys are work husbands. You guys work very closely. You guys talk a lot throughout the day. I think you guys probably talk more than, you know, me and you do, Joe. So I want to see how much the other person knows about each other to see exactly how compatible you guys are. So I asked you guys about like 5 or 6 questions, and I want to see if, like, Joe, you can guess what Porkchop's answers were, and if Porkchop can guess what your answers were, Joe. So it's basically like a newlyweds test, but
so
for you guys.
Do we go in order, like we're going to answer everything about Porkchop first, or do we go Joe, Porkchop, like back and forth?
I think we go back and forth.
Okay, let's go. Porkchop, are you ready? I want you to be 100% focused here. Get off Candy Crush.
Okay. So
I wish.
I'm going to ask you, Joe, first. So I asked Porkchop, what is your favorite color? What do you think Porkchop said?
Black.
That's Porkchop, interesting.
Do you want to tell him what you said?
I did not say black. I said
racist.
I said blue, but ironically, for your favorite color.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, what do you think his favorite color is?
For your favorite color, I put that you think black is your favorite color.
My favorite color is blue.
That's so bizarre.
That is so bizarre.
Wait a minute. Well, see, I do it by car. Now, my old car, I had to eventually, it had 210,000 miles, and it was like a Saturn Ion. They didn't make them anymore, like the parts. It was so expensive. So the car I have now is kind of like a gray color, but it's just because my wife picked it out.
Can I tell you what I think with this? I predict that Porkchop's going to know way more about Joe than Joe's going to know about Porkchop.
Interesting. All right, well, so far, big goose egg on the board.
Real quick, my theory behind why I picked black for you was because I thought clothing. So I've noticed you wear a lot of black clothing, and I wear a lot of blue clothing. So I thought for sure you would get it, but who knows?
Yeah, black is slimming sometimes.
Well, yeah, and that's just because you guys both only have, like, 2 shirts.
I'm up to 3, but you obviously don't pay attention.
Okay, so, Joe.
Yeah?
What are Porkchop's pet's names?
Oh my god.
You've at least got to get one.
Chloe.
Hey.
Maggie. I don't know, Chloe. Do I get a point for that?
No, you do not.
I have to know all this guy's got a freaking circus. He lies. This guy lies to his apartment complex. He has so many.
I know, and he only put 3 pets down, which we know
only
you have
3?
More. We know you have more than 3, Porkchop. But he only put 3 of them down. So that is wrong for Joe. All right, now, Porkchop, what are Joe's dog's names?
Benny and Paddington.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's fair.
Do people get to know the other answer of mine? It's Tony. My cat, remember I always say he looks like Tony the Tiger?
Wait, you can't name him.
Have another one. Why do you only mention 2?
I mean, Lainey, she's a little baby recently born. You know, I haven't gotten her on the lease
yet. Right, don't have her on the lease yet. Okay.
Today they're like, show us your pets or you're evicted.
Also, they're not going to know. You go by Porkchop with your leasing office. I doubt it.
Is that what you put in your paperwork? You're like, I'm Mr. Porkchop. Thank you.
All right. So, Joe.
Yeah?
What is Porkchop's favorite sports team?
It is the new, it's the New York Jets, the football team.
All right. I'll give that to you.
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say New Jersey Devils, but I went with New York Jets.
Well, he put both of those down, so I'm impressed. I didn't expect you to know that, but you can get it for New York Jets. Okay.
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Okay, now, Porkchop. So easy. What is Joe Pesci's favorite sports team?
Detroit Tigers.
Nice. Okay.
Wow. I think the whole result of this at the end is going to be that we're just gay for each other.
I know. So all right, Porkchop, I'm going to have you go first this time. So I asked you guys a would you rather question. Would you rather never pay for a meal again or never gain any weight for any food you eat?
That's really hard.
So what do you think Joe answered?
That's really hard because I know how cheap Joe is when it comes to food. But then I know, again, that he really, really wants to lose weight. So I picked that if he could eat food and never gain weight again.
That is wrong. He said never pay, which honestly, that one came to a shock to me too. I was going to say the other one.
No.
I can't believe you're that stingy.
I am. I'm so cheap. I'd rather be fat and dead.
Okay, so Joe, How do you think Porkchop answered that question?
I think he would do the thing where he would never gain weight again.
No, you guys are both wrong.
Are you kidding me?
It's so weird because when you guys are both wrong, you guys answer the exact same.
For each other. Yeah. That's so weird.
So I don't know. You guys are so similar. Okay. So this is another would you rather question. So I'm going to do you, Joe, first.
Okay.
Do you think Porkchop would rather be cold or hot?
He would rather be cold.
Yep, that's right. I think that's easy. All right. What do you think?
Joe would definitely rather be cold.
Yep, that's correct. I thought that was an easy one, a gimme. All right, so I asked you guys, what is one of your pet peeves? And I asked you guys to list three. I'm only looking for one here. So Porkchop, what do you think is one of Joe's pet peeves? Biggest pet peeves?
When this is kind of hard. When there's no order to things. Or when things aren't prepared or in order. Like organizational thing. Maybe, I don't know, is there a word for that?
Unorganization.
I mean, you can keep on elaborating. Yeah. Maybe you'll trip on one answer.
No, that's still wrong. So his three top are people that are late, forgetfulness, and biting your nails.
Ah, damn it. I should have gotten forgetfulness. I think that was kind of clustered in there.
And honestly, like thinking about it now, what you said could have been on my list. Biting nails, though, is so annoying when people like, and don't get me wrong, like I am my own, like when I'm by my, like I'll kind of bite my nails. You can't tell, they look okay. But when somebody's there at work and they're like,
yeah, I will
gnawing
never
gnawing on
that.
Something, you got a nail over there. Oh, I'm going to puke.
Dude, I can't bite my nails. Like, I don't know. I've tried and I just they won't chew through.
Joe, what do you think is one of Porkchop's top pet peeves?
Probably being rude.
Ooh, that's a good
no.
one.
No. He said traffic construction when technology doesn't work, in parentheses.
Are you talking about
slow
our computers?
Computers. Wow.
Why did we have to get hacked? Nothing works.
All right, the last one. You guys are not doing well.
Thank you.
Joe, do you think Porkchop said, would he rather have sweets or savory? What do you think he said?
He'd rather have savory.
Wrong.
What?
Yeah, he'd rather have sweets.
I think that's
very obvious. He has a honey bun almost every single morning from the vending machine. And then now he has a chocolate Fiber One bar.
Dang, she's calling you out, man.
No, I'm not talking. I'm not calling you out, but I'm observing. Like I
have
noticed,
a honey bun every morning.
I think I know. I'm sorry, but chill out. I wasn't calling you out. I was just saying I realize that you like sweet things.
Yes, I do.
Man, all right. Now, Porkchop, how do you think Joe answered? Sweets or savory?
I think he said sweets.
That's correct. So Porkchop, you know way more about Joe. Joe got two right and Porkchop got four right.
Wow, this sounds like my work husband and the same thing with my real life wife. I don't know a damn thing about that.